imizuzu ingamashumi amabili nesikhombisa lishele lesithupha ihora. Uyezwa mlaleli ekhaya, cishe kwangena nesingisi lapho. Alright, sizosebenzisa isingisi kuyo le interview esithembisile ukuthi ke sizoba nayo mlaleli ekhaya. Asikuthembisa ukuthi ke sesivele sinaye olayinini laphana ke usisi wethu uNoluvo Hlikati, njengoba ke sobe sibheka okungekuhle okwamvelela. Asikubeke kusacaca lokhu ukuthi ke kusase yintsolo okwamanje, njengoba inkantolo isazokwazi ukuthi iqhubeke nodaba uma ngabe isikhathi sesifikile. Alright, kuyavela ke ukuthi lana usisi uNoluvo Hlikati owesifazane oneminyaka ewu-19 owenza ke unyaka wesibili laphana ke kwi-education lapha eTshwane University of Technology. Kusolwa ukuthi wanukubezwa ngokocansi noma wadlwengulwa lapha ekhampasi ngomunye ke wama-student mentors, okubikwa ukuthi ke yena wenza unyaka wesine ngakulolo hlangothi. Kanti lesi sigameko kusolwa ukuthi senzeka mhla iy'nsuku zizimbili kuJune, 2nd of June 2021. All right, njengoba sithembisile-ke ukuthi ukhona udadewethu uNoluvo. Hi, sis Noluvo, let's greet you on our current affairs show. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hi, I'm good, and how are you?
We are good. Thank you for making time and taking our call and having this interview with us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Sisi. Now, when we talk about such issues and happenings, that's the better one. I think each and everyone in the country, you can see it from his facial expression that it's not good news indeed. I mean, we are from the Women's Month not long ago, and we just we keep on experiencing such happenings. Let me use the word happenings. Now, I would like to get, as TUTFM, Huri, how has this incident affected you, and at the same time, if it happened, how has it changed your life?
It has affected me a lot, because at some point it changed my self-esteem. It changed how I look at myself. I somehow felt isolated from the world. I felt different emotionally, physically. I haven't been fine. Everything about me, even it has affected my studies, how I have, it also affected my view on men, like how I really view men. I'm not comfortable being around a man, let alone if he's alone or anything like that. Like, it has totally made me an awkward person, very different.
Yeah.
And it has affected me a lot in my studies. I am behind because I was hospitalized for several times because of the trauma. I attempted suicide several times. I was admitted with those people who are not well. Like, it was a lot.
Yeah, it has been a hard time for you, I can see. Now, I'll also like to check Noluvo. Maybe what have you been taking, any activities like maybe some counseling sessions? What have you been doing maybe to just to get time to heal?
Yes, I've been, in terms of counseling, I've been offered counseling here at school. I've been attending counseling with Mama Sinom Sabukawa. She's been helping me a lot. She also referred me to this psychotist whom they are helping me. And in terms of activities, I just I jog, and then I also participate in church activities. Yeah, it keeps me busy, and being around other people who just make me smile and ensure that I'm okay. It's what
Yeah, you know, I said I'll use the word happenings, you know, because such happenings, you know, when they happen, you know, it doesn't mean that's the end of it. You know, it will continue haunting you, you know, even in your brains, in your mind. And I would also like to check, currently, are you seeing any professional, maybe attending therapy, and how's the system going about? Maybe you stopped. Are you still going through that rounds?
Yes, I'm still attending therapy. I'm still busy with counseling. Although I can say that I'm fine, but actually, you never know. At some point when I have to recap and then talk about this, then everything just comes. So I'm still busy with counseling, therapy, in order to be absolutely fine. And in terms of the even the support system that I'm getting, it's just overwhelming because at some point they are just making me to feel better. I have so much support, so it's just amazing.
I see. Maybe I think let's also check, Hori, you know, talking of support, maybe before we come to our last question, I would like to get if maybe, you know, with the support that you've been getting, how far maybe are you guys, if there are people supporting you with when it comes to, let's look at the law side of things, maybe is there a case opened, maybe is the institution, has it taken legal steps against the perpetrator?
Yes, he has been suspended at campus, and we are a hearing is to be held at campus, a disciplinary hearing. And also, yes, I opened a case. Even the police were here today for the follow up so that they can get other things so that we can move forward. Yeah, a case has been opened, and so far, yes.
Yeah, I see. So this is our last question. Okay, sorry to catch you there. Yes.
Oh, I said so far the support in terms of the law, yeah, everything is fine.
I see. Let's come to our last question. Maybe, you know, I'm not sure, but I'm thinking maybe it's the first time such an incident happened to you. What advice would you give to people who are in the same situation as you, but those people are now afraid to speak?
Just speak to someone whom you trust, because sometimes if you're not speaking, just eating inside, and it's not okay for your well-being. Actually, we have to talk so that we can protect our future our future ladies, so that this thing cannot circulate and happen. Imagine now something to me like this and I keep quiet. I am putting other girls in danger because this thing might occur to them too. So at this point, if I'm coming out, I'm giving others who
Are you there? Hello, Sister Noluvo? Hello, Sister Noluvo? Oh, all right. Ingazuthi uyasilahlekela mlaleli ekhaya. Asiphinde sizame ukuthi simthole umdidiyeli ke ongibalekele uphumile la. Asiphinde. Are you there, sisi?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. I think it was the network. You can go on.
Oh, okay. I was saying it's not okay to keep quiet about that thing because you are affecting yourself. It is affecting yourself. So from my side, I can say it's fine to talk to someone else. Imagine now I've gone through this and then I've kept quiet. I'm putting other girls in danger. So you should always talk about it. Find someone to talk about it if you're comfortable and report it. Measures can be taken so that we can save our sisters.
I see. Sis Noluvo, allow me to say this. You know, before the interview, I just spoke to my station manager. I'm asking for some few advices there and there, because in my career as a radio presenter, you know, it's been around 6 years. I'm telling her I've never had such an interview. I just want to say thank you for your bravery, and I'm saying to you, big ups to the Mbogodo, because what you are doing now, this is nation building. As we alluded earlier on, that you have some other women who will keep quiet about such issues, but I can assure you, you know, this is one interview that is being aired around Tshwane, surrounding areas of Soshanguve. You've got thousands and thousands of listeners who are listening currently now, and you know, they are hearing what is going on, and I'm sure you are healing a lot of families which are having the same problem, but now some of of those women are afraid to speak. You are a nation builder, Sisi Pickups. And lastly, let me put it in my language. I don't know if you understand isiZulu. Umsakazo iTFM uzwelana nawe ngalokhu ondlule kuko, Sisi, futhi siyathembisa ukuthi njengomsakazo uma ngabe ikhona indlela nayo umsakazo ongaxhasa ngayo, we are here for you, Sisi, and we are saying kuhambe kahle konke with the proceedings, umthetho udlale indima yakhe, and nawe ube right and come back to your life, and good luck with your studies, uhambe kahle, Sisi.
Thank you very much.
All right. Siyabonga mlaleli ekhaya, bekade sikhulumisana naye laphana ke uSisi Noluvo Hlikati, njoba ke sibikile ngaphambilini ukuthi wehla